Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. The last convert to Christ, recorded in the Gospels, was a Roman centurion. Strangely, he converted after the death of Jesus and before his resurrection. All we know from the Gospel about this centurion is that after Jesus was dead, he looked up at the body still hanging on the cross and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." How did he know? And why was he converted by Christ's death when so many others remained in their unbelief? What was revealed to that centurion on Good Friday, and what can we learn from it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The centurion's act of faith didn't come from nowhere. After all, he'd seen the spiritual power of Christ on the cross already. He'd seen him lend comfort to his fellow sufferer. He'd seen Christ's solicitude for his mother and his beloved disciple. And most amazing, really, it's unexplainable without divine power. He'd seen Jesus praying that those who hated him would be forgiven. Then, as a kind of confirmation, after Jesus died, the whole world seemed to convulse. Matthew reports, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. There was a massive earthquake. The rocks were split. The very rock of Calvary on which they stood was split. Tombs were opened, and many of the saints who were dead were raised up and began to walk through the city, and people saw them. Well, the centurion and the men who were with him watching over Jesus, they saw this, and they feared greatly when they saw all that was happening. So there you go. The evidence was there. Spiritually and empirically, the evidence was there. The centurion was just responding to the evidence when he confessed the truth about the Christ. But the real question isn't, why did the centurion come to faith, but rather, why didn't everyone else standing there, like the Pharisees and the religious leaders? How could they continue to persist in their unbelief in the face of so much evidence? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Why didn't the Jewish religious leaders convert? It was for them that Christ besought his Father's forgiveness, even as they taunted him cruelly during his torment. Then, after he died, they saw the same supernatural signs that led the centurion to belief. But they had even more signs. They not only saw the signs at Calvary, but they were also told about the resurrection from the Roman soldiers guarding the tomb. Remember, the soldiers came and said, angels appeared, rolled back the stone, and he rose. But they paid those soldiers to spread the story that the disciples had stolen the body while they slept. Let alone the fact that many of the Pharisees, with their own eyes, saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. So the evidence was all around them. So what could have possibly prevented their faith? Put differently, what on earth could have blinded them so thoroughly to the reality of Jesus that was right in front of them? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Jesus preached the centrality of love. He came to reveal the God of pure love. And obviously, the opposite of love is hate. And the sad truth is, by the time of the crucifixion, the Pharisees were filled with hate toward Christ. Why? Because he threatened what they built their identity and self-worth and happiness upon. So they wanted him dead. See, that's what happens when we come to see another person or another group of people as a threat to our happiness. We want them dead. We see them as a threat and we want them dead. Now, love and truth go together. God is both, which means that hatred and blindness also go together. And they seal you off definitively from the Lord. God could pierce through the blindness of the centurion. Now, that centurion likely had a lot of vices, plenty of misconceptions, plenty of weaknesses and deficiencies. But God's truth could pierce through all that until the light of faith shone forth. But God couldn't pierce through the blindness of the Pharisee. Their hatred was too antithetical to God's love, and it blinded them completely to his truth. So above all else, we must be absolutely ruthless in ripping any hate out of our hearts. Otherwise, we will remain like the Pharisees in our darkness forever. But you may say, I don't have any hate. I don't hate anyone. Really? What groups of people are a threat to your way of life? See, Hitler convinced everybody the Jews were a threat, so they had to be eliminated. And the Hutus convinced everyone that the Tutsis were a threat, so a million of them were murdered in 3 months. And the Jews have convinced everyone that the Palestinians, all the Palestinians, even my Catholic Palestinian friends, are a threat, so they have to be eliminated. Who is it for you? Is it Democrats or Republicans? Is it Russians? Is it the woke or the unwoke? Who are the group of people that threaten your way of life that you think need to be eliminated? You have hate, and it blinds you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. The seeds of hate can grow in all sorts of ways. There can be a lot of beginnings to the twisted desire that bad things happen to someone else. It might be envy. It might be that we're intimidated by someone. It might be a nasty divorce or someone who abused us when we were young. It might be dysfunctional and selfish parents. It might be the person who fired us for no reason. It might be the friend who thoughtlessly said something that really hurt us. It might be a politician or a priest or the Pope. It might be a certain group of people. But at the end of Lent, there are going to be a lot of vices that are still in us. We won't be able to get over all the selfishness and vice that's in us. But as we pass through Calvary to get to Easter, let's at least renounce any hatred in our hearts. If there's anyone or any group of people we're even tempted to hate, let's pray for them right now, the way Christ prayed for his enemies on the cross. Let's pray that God be merciful to them. Let's pray that one day we be completely reconciled to them, whether in this life or the next. Our Lady came to the people in Rwanda, and she begged them to forgive each other from the heart, but they wouldn't. And the Hutus murdered 1 million Tutsis in 3 months. Our Lady's been coming since 1981 in Medjugorje, asking, telling, begging everyone, be reconciled, or you will destroy the whole world. I walk through my neighborhood, and I see one house that has a sign hating the Democrats. And then I walk by the next house with a sign hating Trump. And I think, with so much hate, what shall we do? Let's be reconciled in our hearts so that the Prince of Peace can at least rule in us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you about that meditation?
I was thinking a lot about winning fights. I think we are so obsessed with being right and so obsessed with winning a fight that I think everyone does it. But you know, when you replay in your head an argument you had, but this time you think of every right thing you could have said to just crush them, and you're just obsessed with retroactively winning a fight that you either never had in the first place or that you lost. And it's kind of silly that we so desire that, because I'll tell you what, I don't think God would ever clap you on the back and give you a trophy for winning a fight, even if you were right. That at the end of the day, in more cases, we'd be better off letting someone win, even if we were right, just to humble ourselves, just to feel that burn and let that reality set in. Or say you do win a fight, sometimes you do begin to realize that, oh, I won that fight, but I lost my friend because of it. And at the end of the day, we are much more satisfied in reconciliation with one another than in winning a fight, even though we're much more obsessed with the idea of getting something over someone else.
Yeah, I don't have much to say because I fail in this constantly.
Yeah, we all do. I'm always replaying stupid arguments in my head. It's like an endless court case where the jury is always hung.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe my resolution is to lose more fights.
And that's not to say that I know you're not saying that we should compromise the truth for the sake of getting
Oh, yeah,
along.
absolutely. But there's a difference because more often than not, I don't think we're actually fighting for the truth. And that's something we need to. Really, the virtue I was reflecting on in this meditation was the make or break thing for every individual conversion is someone who actually sees themselves clearly and is willing to change.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that weren't converted by Christ because they had already made their decision and it didn't matter what truth came before them. They didn't
Yeah.
care about the truth anymore. They're not looking for the truth.
Yeah.
But it's the willingness to even look at yourself and say, "Wow, I'm no good," or "I'm wrong." You need to be willing to lose the fight, as in to recognize that you are the lesser person, or that your stance isn't the mightiest, holiest, strongest, best thing in the world. Now, there's things in the church we should defend, but if it's just proving that we're right, that we're fighting for, it's not much to fight for. It's kind of a bit of a, this is one of my favorite phrases, a Pyrrhic victory or a Cadmean victory.
A what?
It's a victory in which, in winning, you lose just as much as you gain.
Oh,
So
yeah.
there's no point in winning it.
Yeah. Or you
There's
lose
no
more.
point exactly. It's losing, it's winning a war, but all the soldiers die.
Yeah.
What was the point?
Yeah.
We lost more lives.
Yeah. Well, and I we can have the attitude or the thought that we're fighting for the truth, but I would suggest instead of fighting for the truth, what if we fought that the other person accept the truth? And that means we're going to have to fight in a very different way. We're going to have to take very different strategy.
You can't fight by just getting louder or getting meaner.
Yeah, because then you'll never win the person to the truth. So, but that changes the whole thing because then the goal becomes the good of the other person.
You know, I hate to give you credit. I hate to give you credit on this, but it's like sometimes your goal has to become to an agreement, even if you can't get them to change their mind about something. Because I've seen you discuss many times with very strong practicing Muslims, and you're not going to convince them that Catholicism is the faith that they need and they need to change their entire life. But usually, when you're discussing with them, the point you come to is, hey, what's the one thing we can agree upon? Mary.
Yeah, that's
And you
true.
can walk away with love and respect between two people
That's
over a
true.
deep truth, because the goal is to come to an agreement.
Well, actually, my goal is just to bring everything back to Our Lady.
There's no problem with that either.
Because,
That's always a victory.
as you said so rightly, the only thing I have going for me is Our Lady. Well, thanks for praying with me today, and thanks for the conversation. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.